in its saving power. Every heart sing, Lord, I want to live for thee. Lord, I want to live for thee. Oh, yeah. Let your spirit be with us. Thy spirit be in me, in its saving power. In, yeah, yes. My weakness, be my strength. In my weakness, be my strength. In my trials, all. Oh, my near me, near me, all the day, and then hear my every call. Oh, hear, yeah, yes, my not to walk alone. Leave me not to walk alone. Oh, less, yeah, Lord, I. And attend my cry, and attend my cry. Oh, keep my heart, my heart. Thy praise. the gospel as recorded by St. Luke. St. Luke, chapter 24. St. Luke, chapter 24. I might have given you all wrong information upstairs. St. Luke chapter 24. I apologize, it is 23. y'all need to see them moving around up there. Luke 23, beginning with verse 39. These are the words that you find. And one of the malefactors were hanged, railed him, saying, "If thou be Christ, save thyself and us." But the other answered, rebuked him, saying, "Dost thou not fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man had done nothing amiss." And he said to Jesus, "Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom." Amen. I want to focus on verse 39 for our beginning. And one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him, saying, "If thou be Christ, save thyself and us." Amen. I want to talk from this subject. I want to talk about lost at the cross. Lost at the cross. You can be ever so close and still be lost. The message of the cross is, or at least it should be, the center of every Christian's focus. While it stands as an emblem of suffering and shame, it also stands as a symbol of triumph and redemption for all who will accept and believe the message of the cross. The cross stands as the great demonstration of God's love, the great demonstration of God's holiness, his sacrifice, and his love toward you and I. The message of the cross is a message that every believer should carry in their hearts. And they should carry it in their hearts at all times to aid them in coping with issues that confront them on a daily basis. Somehow, my brothers and sisters, if you get the message of Calvary, if you get the message of the cross embedded in your heart, it will help you love folk who are unlovable. If you can get the message of the cross embedded in your heart, it will help you forgive folk who have wronged you. It will help you remain stable when everything around you is losing them. Are y'all hearing this? If you can keep the message of God, this message of the cross, if you can stick to that and just remember what Jesus did, even in his dying hour, says, Father, forgive them. For they know not what. If you can get that in your heart, it will help you make sense out of and put perspective in the chaos in the world right now. It will give you a different view of tragedy. It'll give you a different view of suffering. And I'm not just talking about around the church. I'm not just talking about in the church. I'm talking about your everyday life. If you learn Calvary, if you understood what went on Calvary, it will help you in your everyday life. If you believe the message of the cross, it ought to show. If you believe it, it ought to show in everything you do. It ought to show in your work ethic. When you go to work, folk at work ought to know something about that person. Are y'all here? It ought to show in the way you deal with the other folk from day to day. I'm just saying that the knowledge of the cross, if you understand what happened there, it ought to make a difference in your life. It ought to keep you from holding grudges. Say amen, somebody. It ought to keep you from holding grudges and trying to get even with folk. It ought to, yeah, the way you work with other folk and relate to other folk, all because you understand what went on Calvary. When you come to realize that, you begin to understand why it is. Some of y'all think I'm losing my mind, but you'll understand why every Sunday. Sunday after Sunday, I stand here and point to the cross. You'll understand why I do that. This is why every Sunday I keep petitioning him. I know you get tired of it. How come you don't sing something else? Jesus, keep me near the cross. Are y'all hearing? We just can't get too far away. I get a little concerned about the body of Christ. We're getting a little too far away from the cross. You have to have an understanding of why we keep singing, lead me to Calvary. Lest I forget Gethsemane. Lest I forget. You know we can forget. Are y'all hearing me? I don't care how good God has been to us. We can forget. Lest I forget thy love for me. Every now and then I need you to lead me. Lead me to Calvary. Come to the word. God, and let me show you a man who perished even though he was in shouting distance. Are y'all hearing me? Here's a man who perished. Here's a man who perished even though he was in shouting distance of the Savior of the world when he died. One who had the opportunity. Here's a man who had the opportunity and the privilege to speak to Jesus in his dying hour, yet he missed the opportunity. And because he missed the opportunity, he was eternally lost, just a few feet away from. Are y'all hearing me? Come see here three men dying on three crosses. One is dying in sin. One is dying to sin. And one is dying for sin. Three men on a cross. Two of them are completely guilty. One is totally innocent. Two are paying their debt to society. One is paying society's debt. Y'all ain't hearing me. As we look, we see two men. Verse 40 says, they are of the same condemnation. All that means both of them guilty. Two men of the same condemnation. Yet, although they're both guilty, they're both condemned. One mocks Jesus. And the other petitions Jesus. I'm finna draw a line here. One mocks him, picking at him. and the other one petitions him. Look at the first thief. Even as his life is ending, even as he's coming to the close of his life, he cannot break himself away from the crowd. Look at verse 37. 37 says the crowd is yelling at Jesus saying, if you are the king, why don't you save yourself? That's what the crowd is saying. And he is a thief dying on the cross. Verse 39, he's saying the same thing the crowd is saying. Are y'all hearing me? He is hanging there next to Jesus and he joins in with the crowd. If you are the Christ, if you are the Christ, save yourself and then save us. Look at him. Look at him. Look at him. He's hanging there with Jesus. But he still can't break away from the influence of the crowd. Are you hearing me? He's hanging there with Jesus. Still can't break away from the influence of the crowd. Just can't forsake the crowd. I've learned, brothers and sisters, that it's hard for folk who are influenced by the crowd to submit to the influence of Jesus. I figured that out. Yeah, you have to be careful where your influences are. It's hard when folk are influenced by crowds to submit to the influence of Jesus. And I don't care what you call the crowd. I don't care if it's mega. I don't care what it is. I'm saying it's hard for folk who are influenced by the crowd to submit to the influence of Jesus. I don't care what they say they are. Are y'all hearing me? Crowds. It was crowds that told Bartimaeus, he's crying out for Jesus. You remember the crowd told him, shut up. The crowd. It was the crowd that stood between a woman who had an issue of blood and just wanted a touch from Jesus. It was a crowd that given a chance to spare the life of Jesus. It was a crowd that said, crucify him. Crucify him. It's always the crowd. This thief, even in the face of death, he forfeited the opportunity of gaining eternal life. All because he had to be with the crowd. But look at the other thief. Look at the other one. First thing he did, he made a great observation. And it's amazing. I don't know where he grew up in church. I don't know where he came from. But this is a great theological truth. Look at verse 40 and 41. He heard the other fellow mocking Jesus. And he begins to talk to him. He said, wait a minute, man, look. We are of the same condemnation. Are y'all hearing me? In other words, he's saying to him, man, we just getting what we deserve.
That's right.
We are getting what we deserve. Are y'all hearing me? Now, I don't know who he was, but that's a great theological truth.
That's right.
And my brothers and sisters, one of the hardest lessons for Christians to learn and accept is the fact that sin is just sin. Are y'all hearing me? We want some to be down here and some to be up here. Sin is just sin. One of the hardest lessons that there is for any child of God to learn. I don't care how long you've been saved. It's hard to learn that we are all of the same condemnation. Y'all ain't hearing me. That all of us, every one of us, all of us, we are equally guilty before God. Y'all better listen to me. I say everybody in here. Everybody up in here. I ain't a talk to your neighbor kind of person, and you ain't got to tell them. They already know it. All of us up in here. Yeah, yeah. We are equally guilty before God. We just don't want to believe that we as bad as other folk. We just don't want to believe that. We just don't want to believe that. You mean to tell me that I'm just, are y'all hearing me? It's hard for us to truly grab the fact that in the eyes of God, all of us are equally guilty. There's no difference between the mayor and the meter maid. No difference between the doctor and the patient. No difference between the movie star and the homeless man. No difference between the warden and the criminal. No difference between the judge and the defendant. No matter how good you think you are, we all walk in the same condemnation. But listen to this thief on the cross. He is recognizing his own guilt. Nobody had to tell him. He's recognizing, I know where I am. Got to be honest with yourself. He's recognizing his own guilt. And he says to the other one, look, we are getting what we deserve. And let me make another point right here. Let me make another point. The other point I want to make is both of them asked Jesus to save them. Read it. They both did. Both of them asked Jesus to save them. Verse 39, yeah, if you are the Christ, one said, if you are the Christ, save yourself and then save us. The other one said, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Well, what's the difference? What's the difference? Here it is. One asked to be saved from a situation. Y'all hearing this? One asked, all he wanted was get me out of this mess I'm in. That's what he has. There he has got a chance to ask for eternal life and it didn't have no more sense than that. Just get me out of the mess I'm in right now. But then the other one asks to be saved from my sinful condition. Are y'all hearing me? I know I'm short. I know. Two different people asking two different things. How many folks show up on Sunday morning, Sunday after Sunday, just content to ask him to get you out of another mess? How many folks just show up on Sunday morning and you're just content, Lord, just get me out of this mess that I got myself into? When the truth is, you could be asking for a change of heart. Are y'all hearing me? You could be asking for a change of heart. We used to sing, come into my heart. Come into my heart. Come into my heart, Lord. You could be asking for a complete change of mind when you could be asking. You're asking to get deliver me from this mess when you could be asking for eternal life. Here's a man saying, remember me. Remember me. Note also that the second man is genuine in his conviction. He's genuine. When he's talking to Jesus, he acknowledges, I'm a sinner. I know I'm wrong. I deserve death. And let me tell you something, brothers and sisters, conviction always precedes conversion. Are you hearing me? Yeah, if you're not convicted, if you don't believe you're wrong, you'll never get right. Are y'all hearing me? Conviction always precedes conversion. You will never be truly converted if you're always the victim. It ain't my fault. It's the system. They treat me very badly. You'll never be you've got to know and you've got to admit I'm wrong. You've got to know and you've got to admit that it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. This thief faces the real issues of life, and he admits his sin and acknowledges his belief that Christ is the one who has the power to forgive me of all of I've done. Not only that, listen to what he's saying. He is anticipating the resurrection. Again, I don't know who raised him. I don't know where he was raised, but there he is on the cross. He is anticipating that something about to happen. He's anticipating the resurrection. Listen at him. He said, when you come. This is a thief on the cross saying to Jesus, he says, when, not if you come. Y'all better listen close. Not if you come, but when you do come to your kingdom, remember me. And in so doing, because he's anticipating Jesus and he's got faith in the fact that Jesus is going to get up, he is anticipating his own resurrection. Are y'all hearing me? He sees Jesus as Lord and King. And as a close, as I go to a close here, let me make this statement. There is no good place to go to hell from. There, we don't talk about hell much, but there is no good place. There's no good place to go to hell from. Because God is not willing that any should perish. But here, there is no good place to go to hell from. But here is a here's one who is in the very presence of Jesus. Ain't no good place to go from. But here is one who's hanging right beside the Savior of the world. Here is one who, before he died, had the opportunity to have a conversation. How many folk on that sick bed wish they could speak? How many folk wish they had another chance to say another word? Here's one who had an opportunity at death to have a conversation with Jesus. He is one who is dying with he's in shouting distance of Jesus, yet in spite of all of that, he lost the opportunity. Somebody here would say, what a shame. What a shame that somebody would be that close to Jesus. Somebody would be that close and yet miss salvation. Buckle your seatbelt. I come this morning to tell you, closer than that. Yeah, you're closer than that. Yeah. It's a shame that he went to hell from that close, but you are closer than that. How can you say that? Well, my Bible teaches me that he is an ever-present help. Yeah. Are y'all hearing me? He's an ever-present help in the time of trouble. He's always with us. He is all around all the time. You just need a heart that is yielded to him. Yeah, even right now, right from where you are, because he is ever present. It's just a matter of saying, Father, I stretch my hands to thee. No other help I know.
Lord help.
If thou withdraw thyself from me, whither shall I go? I want to admonish somebody today, don't miss this opportunity. Right now, in the seat you're sitting in right now, you are in speaking distance of the Savior of the world. You're in speaking distance of one who said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men under me. Yes, my brothers and sisters, the cross is the center of Christian focus, where Jesus suffered, bled, and died. But I gotta tell you something. The cross is not the most powerful symbol. The most powerful symbol is on Sunday morning. The most powerful symbol is the empty tomb. Are y'all hearing me? Somebody said the empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives. Are y'all hearing me? Let me show it to you. Yeah, one person that I know, yeah, is sitting in the presence, yeah, of Jesus right now. Yeah, are y'all hearing me? Yeah, the one that I really know, yeah, is in heaven right now. Yeah, is a thief. Yeah, are y'all hearing me? Yeah, I suspect that the prophets are there. Yeah, I suspect, yeah, that the apostles are there. Yeah, but I know that at least one thief, yeah, is there. Yeah, and the reason I know is because even in his dying hour, yeah, he looked over to Jesus and said, "Lord, remember me, yeah, when you come into your kingdom." Yeah, and the Bible says, yeah, that Jesus looked at him and said, this day, yeah, you a thief, yeah, maybe never done anything right, yeah, in your life, yeah, but this day, yeah, are you hearing me? Yeah, you sin and come short of the glory of God, but this day, yeah, you will be with me in paradise. Yes, Jesus died, didn't he die? He died on an old rugged cross. Yes, they buried him in a borrowed tomb, but we celebrate the day because the grave couldn't hold him down. But right early Sunday morning, he got up with all power in his hand. So we go right back to where we started. Will the Lord remember me when I am called to go? When I have crossed that chilly sea, will he his love that show? Yes! He heard my people cry, and he came to set me free. And when, not if, when I reach the pearly gates, he will remember. He will remember. He will remember me. He will remember. Will the Lord remember me when I have called to go? When I have lost this chilly sea, will he his love there show? Oh yes, he heard my people cry from bondage. He set me free. I reach the pearly gates, he will remember me. Come on y'all. Will the Lord remember me when I am called to go? When I have crossed this chilly sea, will he his love there show? Oh, yes. my people cry. From bond did set me free. And when I reach the pearly gates, He will remember me. I will the Lord remember me when I am called to go, when I have crossed this chilly sea, will He His love there show? Yes, He heard my people cry. From bond it set me. It would be a shame to come this close. To come this close to His presence and then walk out of here without a relationship. It would be a shame to have gotten up out of your bed, made your way out to the house of God, bask in His presence, and then walk out of here without making the decision to make Him your choice. If I were you today, if I were you, just listening to His word, I would step out on His word today and say, Lord, remember me when you come. When, not if, but when you come. If you're unsaved, you ought to be moving today. If you're already saved and don't have a church home, have a covering, you need to be moving today. This chilly sea will... He heard my people cry. From bone did set me free. And when I reach the pearly gates, He will.
Amen, amen. The invitation is given. Jesus from the dead, the Bible declares you shall be saved. And so now, by His Spirit, He is inviting you to come. Don't let the moment pass that Jesus is calling you unto Himself to give your life to Him.
Come on.
him on the back of his Lord. We thank you for your word. It is through the preaching of the gospel that men and women are compelled to give their lives to you. We thank you that the gospel has been preached. Lord, now we ask you that if somebody has heard the very word of God, to call them unto the one who died for them. But he's not dead anymore. For the great symbol of Jesus Christ is that his tomb is empty.
Yes.
Got up on the third day, and some 40 days later, he went back to the Father. The Bible declares that right now,
he sits at the right hand
of the Father.
Oh, yeah, Lord.
Giving us his spirit. Spirit, beg them to come. So we pray right now for the lost soul who has heard the voice of Jesus. And we plead for them to come to be part of the family of God. We thank you for the thief recognizing that Jesus is God's Messiah.
He is
the Savior.
Lord.
And he recognized and put his trust in him, even with his dying breath. And Jesus said, today, you'll be with me in paradise. Lord, we, being the ones who yet have not made that decision to come, it is in the mighty and master's name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Amen. Come on, come on. Come on, come on. Well, you may be seated. Give a great praise for what God has done. Give a great praise for what God has done. Give a great praise. The Bible declares, great
all right,
is our Lord.
All right.
And greatly to be praised. The beauty of his holiness.
Oh, yes.
With the preaching of the gospel, there are those who have come, and we are thankful. Our clerk now is going to introduce to us those who have come.
Brother Haynes, we have Carolyn McKenzie and Tiara Robeson coming, also one for testimony.
Amen. They're
all right.
Coming to join with us.
Amen. Give God praise.
Amen. Amen.
Give God praise.
Amen, amen.
For those who have come, our pastor of intake and discipleship is here, Pastor Garland Brooks. He will take those who have come with him. The one for prayer.
God bless you. God bless your heart. Welcome home. Good. God bless you. Welcome. God bless you. Oh, yes. Yeah, you're going to go right there. Just have some together around her while we do the main prayer, okay?
All right. We're going to have, it's time for us to pray, but we're going to have our sister. Everyone go ahead and stand. We'll prepare to pray. We're going to have our sister.
Amen. Yeah, you keep your seat. Who's going to do the altar prayer? All right. Yes. To the altar, if you'll just come and join us. Prayer's always in order. Yeah.
Thank you.
listening to Burdens and Cares. Lord, you know just how much we can bear.
Lord, you know
just how much we can bear. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come to Thee in the precious name of Jesus. Lord, we come thanks with thanksgiving in our heart today, because Lord, we know that You can do all things. There's nothing too hard for You. We acknowledge, Lord, that yes, You are the one that created all things, Lord. You are the one, Lord, that has pulled us out of all kind of difficult circumstances. You have healed our bodies. And Lord, we have come to You in praise for the sick, Lord, and You healed the sick, Lord. We come to You, Lord, when we didn't know what we was going to do, but Lord, You made a way out of no way. We want to thank You today, Lord.
Thank You, Lord.
Thank You for Your word today, Lord. Because, Lord, without the resurrection, Lord, we would not have no hope. But I know that He lives today. I know that Jesus Christ lives today because He lives in us. And so, Lord, we ask You that everybody that came to the altar today and those who didn't come, Lord, we ask You to touch in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, You know what every situation that's presented here right now. And we ask You, Lord, to intervene in Your own way. We know that You're able. And we know that You've got all power in Your hands. And there's nothing too hard for You, Lord. So, Lord, touch somebody today and let them know. On this day, March 34th, 2024, that You're still God. Yes, You're the God of yesterday, today, and forever, but somebody needs You today. And so, Lord, touch today right now. Let them know Your power. You got all power in Your hands, Lord. So, extend Your mercy today, Lord. Lord, we lift up our pastor to You and our First Lady, Lord, and Salem. Keep blessing us, Lord, as only You can. And so, Lord, today, Lord, help us, whatever we brought to the altar, to leave it there. To leave it there with You, Lord, and watch You work. Obey God and leave the consequences to Him. So, Lord, it's in Your hands today. I mean every bit of it. Thank You, Lord. And Lord, we'll praise You and give You all the glory. We do ask for forgiveness of sin, Lord, and Lord, cleanse us of all unrighteousness. And so, Lord, as we go back to our seats, Lord, put it on our hearts to praise You and give You all the glory. So, Lord, we thank You, we praise You, and we give You the glory. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank You, Lord.
afternoon. I'm only going to take a minute. But this is an exercise in obedience for me.
All right.
I was going to stay at home this morning and watch on YouTube. But two Thursdays in a row, I fell. First Thursday, I didn't tell anybody. I just got up. Next Thursday, I fell, and I spent almost 6 hours in the ER. So I was just going to stay at home and take it easy today. But years ago, I was in a choir, and we used to sing a song that says, if the Lord's been good to you, you ought to tell it.
All right,
so
now.
I am just here to tell
all right
it
now
this morning. All I want to say is, if you fall down, God can pick you up.
Yeah. All right, all right. Give God praise. Give God praise. Give God praise. She said she failed two times, but today she walked.
All right now.
Amen.
You better bless the Lord up in here. Yeah, Lord, yeah, Lord, yeah, Lord.
Amen.
Glory!
God we serve, He's still good. And in spite of me falling down, He's still good enough to keep me from stumbling.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's a God who can keep you when you fall.
All right, all right, all right.
Up, but He can also keep you from stumbling. It's all right to praise God. He's worthy of praise. Let me tell you how long. To the setting of the saints, the very name of the Lord.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That have breath. If you don't know what that means if you're alive and got breath in your body, you can give God praise. I'm not trying to keep it here, I'm just trying to give you the opportunity. I know it's time to go home. But if you got breath in your body, the Bible says that everything, yeah, that's right, if you got breath, let everything, you ain't got to stand up and praise.
All right, all right, all right.
We do praise God from whom all blessings flow. We'll do it together.
Oh,
who is able to keep us, or we just learn from stumbling. Same God is able to present us blameless before His glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, through Jesus Christ, His Son, be glory, be majesty, be dominion and authority. May it be both now, henceforth, and forevermore. And the people of God sang together.
There are several ways to submit your tithe and offering. Online at www.thechurchwithzeal.org/give. On Cash App at $thechurchwithzeal. Via the Givelify app. By mail to Salem Missionary Baptist Church, P.O. Box 817, Lilburn, Georgia 30048. Or in person at the church office on Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. It's not necessary to wait until Sunday to give. Online, Givelify, Cash App, or mail-in contributions may be submitted on any day of the week. Thank you for your continued support of the ministry at Salem Missionary Baptist Church.